Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call of Finolex Chemicals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to state that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature. The actual results may vary as they are dependent on several external factors. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aarti Jhunjhunwala from Finolex Chemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sejal, and a very good morning, everyone. It is always a pleasure to connect with our investors, analysts, and stakeholders. We deeply appreciate your time and continued trust in Finolex Chemicals Limited. Let me begin by reiterating our core philosophy. Finolex has been more than just a specialty chemicals company with innovation and sustainability at the heart of everything we do. We are a company driven by innovation, customer-centric solutions, and sustainability while remaining cost-effective. We are a single-stop solution provider across business verticals, including textile chemicals, FMCG, cleaning and hygiene, oil and gas, and water treatment. Our expertise in these areas, combined with our deep customer relations, allow us to deliver high-quality and tailor-made solutions that meet the evolving needs of industries worldwide. With a strong manufacturing base and a global footprint, we are well positioned to capitalize on future high growth opportunities. We are currently witnessing strong growth in our new segments, oil and gas and water treatment. These segments are gaining traction and we have a strong order pipeline that is expanding geographically. In the water treatment industry, strong momentum through industrial expansion and effluent treatment and zero liquid discharge policies drive demand for coagulants, flocculants, and biodegradable polymers. Increasing water pollution and scarcity have accelerated investments in desalination plants, boosting the needs for antiscalants and metal chelating agents. A testament to our innovation and sustainability drive is the launch of our new product, AquaStrike Premium, a next-generation biotechnology-based mosquito control solution. This non-toxic and eco-friendly product not only disrupts the mosquito life cycle more efficiently than conventional methods, but also contributes to water preservation. AquaStrike Premium presents a strong market opportunity, driving impactful innovations in the global chemical industry. Simultaneously, the oil and gas sector is seeing increased upstream activity from industry giants, driving the demand for oil drilling and function chemicals like corrosion inhibitors and paraffin dispersants. The expansion of offshore and deep water exploration requires high-performance drilling and cementing fluids, while the rise in shale gas and CBM exploration is boosting the market for fracturing and stimulation chemicals. The move towards eco-friendly and water-based drilling fluid is to reduce environmental impact, and the expansion of refineries and pipeline networks continue to support growth in cementing and production chemicals. This diversification strengthens our overall business and allows us to capture emerging opportunities in high-demand industries. Driven by launch of innovative products through our cutting-edge R&D capabilities, while maintaining a sharp focus on sustainability, we have developed 30 new products during this quarter, increasing our product offerings. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Arindam Chaudhary, who will take us through some of our key developments.
Thank you, RTG. Very good morning to all. I am happy to share that we inaugurated our new office in Andheri, Mumbai, on January 22, 2025. The facility includes state-of-art training center and recreation areas, ensuring an inspiring and dynamic environment for our employees. We are also honored to share that our Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Tibrewala, was recognized with the Industry Leader Award at the Lifecycle Assessment Summit 2025. This prestigious award, presented by Maharashtra Textile Minister and India's Textile Commissioner, highlights not just his personal contribution but also our company, Finotech's unwavering commitment to sustainability and innovation in the specialty chemical sector. We are also pleased to report that ICRA has upgraded our credit rating outlook from stable to positive, reflecting our strong financial position, higher cash accruals, and robust business expansions. The reaffirmation of our rating across long-term and short-term facilities underscored our financial stability and strategic direction. Nevertheless, sustainability is a key focus, and we have successfully transitioned to renewable energy with the installation of 100 kilowatt solar power plant at our Amarnath facility, and our manufacturing processes have been also optimized to achieve zero discharge of hazardous chemical, that is ZDSE certification. Another exciting upgrade is in progress of our new manufacturing plant, which remains on track and is expected to become operational in next 6 months by quarter 2 FY26. This facility will further strengthen our production capacity and support our growing demand across various segments. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Tibrewala, who will take us through the financial performance of our company. Thank you.
Thank you, Arindam ji, and good morning, everyone. I would like to start by highlighting to you that our consolidated revenue has grown at a CAGR of 30.5% since 2020, while our profits have grown by 70.5% CAGR over the same period. Now, coming to the performance of the company for the first 9 months of financial year 25, our performance remains stable despite a challenging atmosphere environment with muted demand in the FMCG space, one of the key sectors we have been catering to. Our export share has decreased to 19% from 24% in the same period due to political and social turmoil in Bangladesh. With the development post and new leadership in the US and the recent summit level discussions in the US, we are hopeful that the political uncertainty is likely to fade away soon, and the export will pick up to Bangladesh very soon. Despite these small short-term challenges, we remain confident in achieving our growth targets in the coming times. Our quarterly total income stood at 131 crores, reflecting a modest decline of 8.5% compared to the same period last year due to order postponements by few customers and Bangladesh conditions for the issuing of the letter of credit by the banks. However, customer retention remains intact. Demand and fundamentals are strong. While the FMCG segment showed a muted growth, the textile segment continued to expand and more than at a pace more than anticipated. In fact, we have added 30 new customers in the quarter 3 in the textile business itself. Our EBITDA margins remain healthy, strong at 27.2%, underscoring strong operational efficiencies despite external pressures. Our long-term growth trajectory remains robust, supported by strategic diversification into new segments such as oil and gas and water treatment, with a growing order pipeline across geographies. The upcoming plant is set to be operational in quarter 2 financial year 26, will further bolster our manufacturing capabilities. Innovation continues to drive our business forward, and with the new solutions like AquaStrike Premium demonstrating our commitment to sustainability and global market expansion. We have also developed new 15 products during this quarter. The inorganic strategy initiatives well underway with the backing of a robust earmarked fund of over 300 crores. We are strongly positioned to drive sustainable and profitable growth in the coming times. Our disciplined financial management enables us to seize both organic and inorganic growth opportunities, including strategic investments in new technologies, market expansion, and potential acquisition that aligns with our long-term vision. The financial strength empowers to weather market fluctuation, invest in innovation, and enhance our operational capabilities. Furthermore, our continued focus on operational excellence and customer-centric solutions will allow us to unlock new revenue streams and expand our footprint across key and emerging markets. With a clear roadmap, a strong order pipeline, and ongoing diversification in high-potential sectors, we are confident in delivering value to stakeholders and achieving our ambitious growth targets. The outlook remains highly optimistic as we continue to build momentum for the long-term success of the company. With this, I now open the floor for questions. Thank you. Over to you, Sejal.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Karan Kamdar from DR Choksi Sensor Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congrats on launching the new product, AquaStrike, and also 30 other products. Could you throw some color on what could be the market size and the potential impact of these products?
Thank you, Mr. Karan. So with reference to the new product, it is mainly connected to the textile industry, which has been launched. And there is a lot of new trends picking up in the textile segment itself. So those are the kind of product lines which we have been launching even regularly, actually. Coming to the AquaStrike, we would like to mention that right now there are a lot of conventional methods being used for the mosquito control breeding by the authorities. It includes conventional methods which are based on oil, crude oil-based things like PTI and other MLO kind of oil, which have been used to control the mosquito breeding. This is one of the products which was developed in Biotex Malaysia, and they have been also marketing this product to few countries around Malaysia. In India, we were always trying to, you know, convince the authorities, and there were a lot of, it took a lot of time to get into this approvals. Right now, we are also going to target certain NGOs, certain authorities who are interested in, you know, to control the mosquito breeding and mosquito diseases. So the size right now will be, it's quite a bigger number. And we are starting to expect things to move on from the next financial year from April onwards. And we will be targeting in a substantial way on these businesses going forward.
Oh, got it, sir. Sir, my next question is on volumes and how has the quarter been? Do you think the order that was postponed will lead to buoyancy in the March numbers? And how do you see the upcoming quarters?
See, I would like to refrain from giving any much forward-looking statements. What I could share is, as we all are aware about the political situations in Bangladesh, due to which a lot of orders and banking systems has been affected in Bangladesh in the last quarter. So there has been a drop in our businesses out there. However, speaking about textile has grown by, it has grown substantially, I can say by, the volumes has gone up by 20% for us in this quarter itself. And the textile revenue has also gone up by 12% broadly. This could have been enhanced more if the Bangladesh business was intact, and we could have seen much better performances in the quarter three. However, the situation now looks to be controlled. Also, with the recent visit of our Prime Minister to US, it looks like Bangladesh will be much in favor with India, and a lot of things are getting sorted out from the financial banking perspective in Bangladesh. Bangladesh is one of the biggest textile processing and garment processing countries in the world. So that is a very important area of business, not only for us, but all our co-producers as well. So going forward, we are quite optimistic that already we are seeing better performances now as we speak during this quarter. I think it should be getting much better in the coming times.
Got it, sir. Got it. If one last question, if I can squeeze in, sir. What any update on the M&A that was announced? Where are we on that, and when can we expect something concrete on that end?
Well, yes, absolutely. We are on top of it. And as soon as we have certain, you know, further advancements on that, we will be updating all the shareholders and stakeholders via the stock exchange, as we always do. Right now, there is, as you have seen us in the last 13 years of being listed, this already we had done an international first inorganic acquisition in 2011 by acquiring stake in biotech. In 2011, post the IPO, within 3 months of the fundraising, we had acquired the stake in biotechs in 2011. So we are very confident on the management ability to handle international and domestic acquisitions. However, at the same time, we are very cash disciplined. We are looking for great synergies. We are very sure about the kind of valuations we are focusing upon. One thing we can only mention here, that any acquisition will be EPS accredited, and that goes without saying. And we will not be looking at any kind of acquisitions which are expensive, for sure. Right now, with the so-called slackness or muted demand in the chemical industry for the last 2-3 quarters, there are a lot of further opportunities which are coming to us. And I would rather say, thanks to the right timing of our fundraising activity, which we had done last, this financial year itself, I think that is going to help us to, you know, to call, you know, capture such kind of opportunities. Because in the past, we have seen many a times that, you know, the opportunities come at a time where there are, the funds are not being raised. And this is the time where we have sufficient fund. We have already allocated, as we mentioned now, almost 300 crores for the inorganic acquisition. And so we are looking at a lot of many further options as well as we speak. So as soon as we have something concrete, we will be updating the stock exchange.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kanwar.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ganesh Nagreshkar from Bharat Bet Research. Please go ahead.
All right. Hello, sir. So my first question is regarding the FMCG business. So over here, you said that our volumes and value were overall sales were a bit affected because of muted volumes. But in terms of broader wallet share that we have with customers, is that broadly intact or growing, or are we losing share with the customers as well? And in terms of new FMCG customers, are we gaining anyone or any major FMCG clients in the pipeline?
Thanks. I would like to mention everyone, in the last 9 months or especially the last 3 months also, the company has not lost a single customer and not a single product. Yes, there has been degrowth in the demand due to various factors, which keeps happening due to the, let's say, the rural demands were not intact, as we all experience even for the most of the FMCG companies. I'm talking about up till December. So yes, the 9 months or maybe the last quarter three was not great for the rural demand and also for the urban demand. However, as in the recent budget, we understand that the taxations policies by the ministry, the finance ministry, will help us to help the push up the demand in urban and the rural market itself. And so basically, we have not lost any customer and none of the product at all. Whereas we have added sufficient number of customers. This is the ongoing process, because our focus is on sustainable solution. Sustainability will be the key for any manufacturing specialty chemical companies going forward. Everything is beginning and ending with sustainability, because we have to make sure that the consumers are getting the most sustainable product. And this is not, it's almost a pledge by most of the biggest FMCG companies like Levers and P&G, as we read in many of the articles, the global articles and things. They have been deciding to go totally sustainable within 2027 or 28. So there is a lot of action being done on the backside. And we are one of the early movers in sustainability and providing sustainable solutions, not only for textiles, but also for the FMCG, also for the oil drilling and other ideas, verticals. So I think we are in the best situation, and we have will be the one of the, you know, the takers of this kind of growth once it gets more and more, in the market. With this, I would like to mention that we have been doing quite well from the point of view of adding more products, adding more customers in all the segments where we are.
Understood. Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of the new segments that you're venturing in, which includes the drilling and water treatment segment, so for the water treatment segment, if my understanding is correct, a bulk of our clients will be government sort of entities. So do you see a receivable risk kind of element appearing there? And how are we broadly planning to deal with that sort of risk as and when it appears?
Oh, no. I would like to mention the water. You meant only for the water treatment, right?
Right.
Okay. So for the water treatment, government is not our end user customer. It's the private sector, number one. And there are a lot of important products being demanded by the customers for getting better kind of BOD, COD, better kind of TDS going forward. Apart from this, we have been also getting our product approved and started our exports to Middle East countries who have been using these products as anti-scalants for desalination of water by the MSF plants. So those are the angles and areas where we are focusing a lot.
Got it. And in terms of receivables, etc., you're not seeing any major issues there, right? So broadly, cash coming back in time?
So these businesses are quite great enough. In fact, if I could share certain, I would take this question. I also like to mention to all the participants that let's put it on the point of drilling and the oil and gas specialty chemicals. We have been tying up with certain biggest customers of the world, and they are all $20 billion companies. And as we are aware about the kind of the geopolitical situation, that China will not be much preferred by the U.S. as such. We are talking to and speaking to all these big U.S. companies. They have a simple mandate that they have to expand their purchases and sourcing from India by 5 times. So, and that has to be replaced by China, replaced from China, and everything has to be purchased from India. So there is going to be quite a big jump in the quantum purchase in the oil and gas chemicals from India by these big companies. And there are not many companies who are lined up with their capacities and product lines and things like that. So this is a very exciting thing. We have already got certain excellent orders as we speak from the Eastern Europe countries and the Middle East countries, as African countries as well, for the oil and drilling. We have participated last year in OTC Houston, in ADIPEC in November in Abu Dhabi, in WETEX, which is Water Treatment Exhibition in Dubai. This year again, we are going to participate in Russia in the month of April. In fact, from tomorrow, our top management like me and our business head for the oil and gas, who is also from ex-Schlumberger, they will be also visiting the Middle East countries to do certain kind of tie-ups in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and various countries. So there is a lot of excitement coming in this line. And talking about the receivables, it is definitely better than the other industries.
Understood. Got it. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankit Bansal from Kusum India. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Sir, my first question is, sir, your new product, AquaSeq Premium, are you going for WHO approval? Like you said, Indian Board has given you the approval. Are you targeting poor countries like Africa where you will get multi-billion dollar revenues?
Well, thank you so much for that. As such, African countries are also run by a lot many NGOs. And what our targets will be, like we'll be approaching the certain foundations, for example, Bill Gates Foundations and other foundations, where they finance such kind of products, and then we have to distribute it to their, the logistic companies for the use in Africa, wherever there's an epidemic of malaria or dengue or something like this. So there is a lot of such plans of action which we have, which we'll be taking one by one. We'll be starting from the domestic market first, and then we'll be taking out eventually.
Thank you. The next
Thank
question
you.
Is from the line of Parag Thakkar from Ford Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I would just like to ask that whether you are seeing green shoots in textiles, because we have been hearing that there is some pickup in textiles, at least from best friends or in the accounts of the world. And there is some pickup in this quarter. And as you rightly said, that Bangladesh thing, as it settles down, you see a better demand, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So thing, is it a fair thing to assume that worst is behind for us?
Oh, definitely. In textiles, the worst is already behind for us. I would rather say not only for textiles, I think even for the FMCG, with the new, the taxation norms, which is helping the demand of urban and also rural demands to go up. I think the worst has to be behind us as such. In fact, our textile has done much well, although the worst is behind us. And most of the companies have been getting good orders. Maybe you must be looking at Gokul Das and other to the likes of them. And everyone is into a good shape. In fact, we were exhibiting till yesterday in Bharatex in Delhi.
Hmm.
And there has been a massive inflow of foreign buyers. And it's huge. I mean, it's unbelievable, in fact, to the level where it has reached.
Hmm.
And so I think India is going to be definitely shining in textiles going forward. And these short-term Bangladesh things do come and go. And, of course, our company is strong enough to bear such kind of fluctuation in the demand and getting postponed, etc. So I think things has to be online. There is no doubt. Rather, I would like to mention we are going to increase our manpower in our Bangladesh office for the technical marketing. We already have an office in Bangladesh, and we are going to increase looking at the kind of the growth of prospects which we are looking at. We can see easily. We are going to increase the manpower now there.
And FMCG also, we are hearing that rural has already started picking up, and urban will gradually pick up after one or two quarters because of the tax benefits given in budget plus RBI policy. So,
yes.
So from FMCG perspective also, you will get some rural boost. Yeah, at least in near term. In long term, of course, urban will also come back. But
yes. No, absolutely. I mean, this is going to help. There is no doubt about it. And generally during the summer seasons, the business of FMCG is higher because the consumers use a lot of cleaning products in the summer season. So, so I think that also helps going forward. And yes, there has been already much better than what we have seen in the quarter three. So I think going forward, things are getting better. Yeah.
And this 300 crore cash which you are holding, which is a great use at this current times.
Yeah.
So whatever inorganic plans we have will be EPS accretive, as you said, right?
Yes, absolutely. That will be EPS accretive for sure.
Because currently things are not in great shape globally, so you will be able to find acquisitions at right price.
Oh, yeah. As you know, our company's policy is very clear for synergy and also to make sure that we are not valuing it at the right price for EPS accreditation. And we are very disciplined in deployment of our, that's the reason we are quite disciplined in our fund and cash flow management. So out of, in fact, the cash on books today is almost 350. Crores, out of which 300 has been earmarked for the acquisition agenda.
Sure. Thanks, Anil. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahendra Parmar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Sir, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please.
One thing I want to ask you, what is the potential of this aquastite chemical over the period of 3 to 4 years?
Okay. Thank you so much. We would, going forward, this is a market which has to be, the government has to do a lot of investment. Hello?
Yes, yes, sir.
Can you mute your line? Actually, there is a disturbance on the back, actually. So, coming to your question, we are very hopeful that in the coming times, this business will be one of our important divisions for sure. Also, the kind of demand and need which we see in the Indian society and the Indian masses for controlling such epidemics of malaria and dengue, I think these are the solutions which should have been used much before. Right now, what has been used by the authorities is mainly based on crude oil, oil-based things, which is not only affecting the human system, but also the aquatic life. Interestingly, this product is not only for the mosquito, but it is also for water evaporation preservation process. So once this is used on the rivers and the lakes, it helps also to avoid the water evaporation, which will help to have a water preservation policy as well. So there are multifunctional things and it is totally safe for drinking. It's bio-based totally. It's unlike any insecticide or pesticide as such. It's totally bio. And so this is the chemistry which is based on neem as such. If you can go through our, you know, the press release which we have recently shared on the stock exchange. And this is something which we were always looking at. Already this, we have certain business of this product. It's not big enough because the market for these products are mainly the developing countries like India, Bangladesh, Africa, where the pollution is, or the water pollution is still there, where the water quality is not good, where there are certain mosquito issues. Right now, we also do sell to certain close-by countries around Malaysia, let's say Singapore, but the mosquito problems are not there as such in those countries. And this business is not run by privates. We are not, we cannot go to the consumers for this. It is all under the authorities, the government authorities, which is the responsibility, who are responsible for, you know, supporting such kind of initiatives. So going forward, we are very excited with this. We have been waiting and working on this topic and product since a very, very long time to get into Indian market. But due to the COVID effect, there was not much focus on this. At the same time, our company has was very busy in the last 5 years, as you can see, to have a 70% CAGR growth into the various verticals which we were. So we were not focused also, in fact, in the last 3-4 years on this product line. So right now we are also adding it up, and I think it will be one of the very important divisions of the company. I would like to refrain from sharing numbers, but the market size can be above thousands of crores. There is no doubt about it going forward. That's all I would like able to share right now.
One more question I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, any one player who are making this product compared to this?
Well, nothing of our knowledge at all. And this is something which is replacing the conventional method. So there are products, like I said, like BPI-based, abate-based, crude oil-based, MLO, they call it malarian oil. But these are the products which are coming from oil refinery. If I'm not wrong, it comes from HPCL or BPCL or some companies like this, which has been sprayed on the water by the authorities. And this is not only, you know, this is not also quite good enough for the aquatic life. It's the life of the product and the performance is not as good as our product also. So right now there is nothing much to our knowledge which is being offered in this line. But so that's also, we have a lot of substance. We have a lot of tests. We have also discussed with the Hapkin New Research Institute, which is the best for all the vector-borne diseases, etc. For the last 125 years, they have been well-rated. They were the institute which had detected solution for plague 100 years back or something like this. So Hapkins is also working on it, and we are aggressively taking it up in the coming times.
Thank you. Thank you for my answer to my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niraj from Compounding AI. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to understand on the product mix side, we have different segments like FMCG and drilling oil and water. So which of these is like from a margin standpoint more accretive? And which of these would be like taking much more part of our product mix going forward? And on last piece, do we have any plans to like share by these segments revenue and margins by these segments?
So till now, I would like to mention that we have been, our major focus has always been into specialty chemicals for textiles. Now, textile itself is a huge subject because let me mention here to the participants that we have to be very sure on the product and the appropriation of it, because cotton, polyester, acrylic, wool, nylon all have different kind of chemicals. Again, it has to be bifurcated on the basis of the application, the process being carried out, and also on the make of the machine. Everything needs to customize tailor-made solution. So we have the entire range for all the substrates, from pre-treatment, which is the cleaning process, then the dyeing, then the printing, and the finishing process, which is giving the final touch to the fabric. So all these four processes, we are present totally. So we have been able to give end-to-end packages to the customers. Along with that, we are the company which has the highest number of product specification. More than 300 products of Finotex has been into the ZDHC level 3 layer approvals, which helps a lot for the buyers to have the ecological approvals for their customers. And also we have the best technical team in India, also in Bangladesh, who have been continuously supplying and servicing the companies, and also offering the products from our joint venture tie-ups in Belgium and in the Australian tie-ups which we have. So going forward, textile has been one of the areas where there is a lot of, you know, new trends which have been coming up. By talking about the future about it, I think still textile is going very well. Like I said, although it's number one for us, it still has grown up by 20% in terms of revenue, 20% in terms of volume in the last quarter itself. And it is getting more and more sustainable. And going forward, I think all these, the EBITDA margins of these, all the divisions are almost similar. Let's put it like that. Maybe in textiles, we have a better gross margins because of, then there is a lot of technical manpower, services, certifications, factory audits. Our plants are audited by German certification body. And there is a certain level of sustainability and systems which we have to adhere to, which also cost a lot of revenue expenditures as such. So going, you know, if you talk on that level, the EBITDA margins for all are almost the same. The gross margins in textile is more than the other.
Got it. Thanks
yeah.
for the all of
yeah.
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Supan Parekh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're
on. Yeah. So I just want to have 3-4 questions. The first one is, what is the reason for the flattish sale on the 9-month basis?
Okay, so I just covered this question in the beginning also. So there has been, and also in our opening remarks, which will also be there on the, you know, the transcript on the in going forward. So as such, what we have already informed the participants about the demand in the 9 months and also in the 3 months, that there has been little bit effect on the FMCG businesses due to the slowness in the urban and the rural demand in the last quarter, which is again on some getting back on track already due to the new budget taxation norms and also the stimulus which has come back on that. And also the textiles, the Bangladesh orders and the LC systems were not in place, as we all know about. And that is also getting better with the new U.S., you know, the rules and also the kind of banking facility which Bangladesh is coming up again with. So I think those things are also much better than where it was before.
Okay. So do you see any development in Bangladesh going forward after our sales?
We already have an office there. Our team is there. In fact, we are going to hire more people there, more technical team and service sales team there. Because of the opportunities which we are able to, you know, easily spot out. And I think going forward, Bangladesh has to, these are small terms of, you know, ups and downs, which does happen sometimes. So this is nothing new for Bangladesh market and things like that.
Okay. So any particular reason for declining our margins for Q3?
Actually, I would not say it is a decline. If you see our gross margins are still at 41%. So I won't call it decline at all. In fact, it is slightly higher, if I can put it like that. And so as we have been also, in fact, the EBITDA margins are also better than the quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA margins are 27% odd. I won't call it at all as decline in the margins.
Okay. And sir, one more question is that what are the sales split between our textile business and cleaning and hygiene segment?
So actually, you mean about the quarter three, or you mean about what's the?
Quarter three.
Or let me give you a broader analysis about it. Let's say the quarter three, I think 78% was textile almost, and 23% was FMCG and others. And yeah, so something like that. And the ratio about it. However, if you talk about 9 months, the 9 months was, I think, 70% was textile and almost 30% was there, or something like that.
Okay. So going forward, coming quarters?
The total volume of the company for the quarter has gone down by almost 4%-5%, almost 5%.
Okay.
So that's something about it. There was slight pricing pressure. I will not say pressure only. It was also because some of the orders have been postponed. So those products' orders have not been reflected till now.
Okay. And also, sir, going forward in next two, three quarters, or even say a year or so, do we see an improvement in split-wise, like the textile would decline or the cleaning and hygiene would go ahead or something like that?
See, I can tell you the worst is behind us, and that I would like to mention for all the verticals, actually. And so sometimes what happens, there are trends in textiles and certain markets, certain product lines. Certain times the cotton prices go up, so there is more demand for polyester chemicals. Certain times the cotton prices go down, so a lot of companies are using more of cotton in the product mix. So the cotton sales increases, the cotton chemical sales increases. So these fluctuations are always there. See, how I would like you to look at us is not see, our company's vision is very clear. We are not working for quarter-on-quarter basis. If you see our growth for the last 13 years of being listed or 14 years of being listed, we have a CAGR of 28%. In any of the quarters, you will not find our EBITDA below 17% over the 54 quarters of being listed. That is number one. Number two, in the last 4 years, 5 years, our company has done almost a growth of 70% CAGR. And I mean, we are very sure about what is the way we are looking at a directional. Even when it was 2020, the first COVID, the most unbearable quarter, we were on the outlook to buy a new factory land in Ambernath, which we did already, and where we had started in 2021. And that capacity went up from 20,000 to 61,000 in the next 1 or 2, 3 years. So I would like that we cannot look at things in a very narrow style of looking at because our company is not those companies which are we have a great history along with us, and we have outpaced always the expectations and the kind of businesses of our co-producers and other chemical companies in the industry. Our focus is on product diversification and technology advancements, and this has been well received by our customers. We are gaining significant market opportunities. We are gaining a lot of interest by most of our customers for new product lines. So there is definitely a great demand coming up. We are here not for only the short-term basis. We are here for a very long vision, and that is what Finolex is all about.
Okay, sir. My last question it would be, sir, we have mentioned, stated in the IP that oil and gas and water treatment vertical will be a growth driver. Can you elaborate on the same a bit?
Well, these are the areas which we were already having certain kind of product lines. As such, we are doing a lot of chemistries which goes for textile, and similar kind of chemistries are used in the drilling and water treatment. And we already have a great team now for the development of this business. We are, in fact, quite happy to mention also that in the quarter three, our businesses have gone up by almost 30 times year-on-year basis in the drilling. And so this is the kind of growth which we have already seen. Of course, when the numbers are smaller, the times growth is always higher. But what I am trying to mention is there are a lot of things, you know, and which I have already mentioned to the participants in this quad right now. A lot of actions are going on. Things do take time in oil and gas also, because these are billion or $20 billion, $18 billion companies, and we are trying to, you know, develop a lot of businesses through them, with them. And once done, these are sustainable businesses and very high entry exit barrier businesses. It's not in and out kind of businesses.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anirudh Dagga from AV Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
good morning, Sanjay sir.
Good morning.
Sir, just a couple of questions, sir. Regarding the capacity expansion, sir. You said they're going to be starting off in the next quarter, is it?
No, we mentioned quarter two. So by June, July to September, yeah.
Okay. So what is the expansion size? As in, we are like at 104,000 tons as of now, something like that. So where will we get that?
So actually, the plan has been on phase one, we will have another 15,000 additional capacity there in the new plant, and which is under commissioning now.
Okay. And so you had also mentioned you're going to be shifting some of the lines from the Mahape plant to the Ambanath plant. So is that going to affect the capacity utilization as such?
Well, not exactly. Rather, it will help us to have more economies of scale. We can expect the operating cost to go lower, because the kind of technology in the new plant, the kind of movement, the kind of, because in the Mahape plants and other things, there are bottlenecks of logistics also. So that will also ease the movement, and better, you know, higher production batches can be conducted, which will help to reduce the cost also to some extent.
Okay, sir. So just another question. I know you answered this a couple of times already. So there was one particular company that you were looking at for the acquisition, right? Some foreign company. So now, is that deal not going to happen and you're looking at other opportunities, or that particular company is still under consideration and it's not finalized as yet?
So, I mean, as we have already disclosed on the stock exchange, we have already under advanced level of discussion, that is well mentioned about it. These things do take a lot of time as such, and there is a lot of work being done on that angle. A lot of, you know, things to check and things to verify, diligences, this and that. So a lot of things are on way. Apart from that, we are always open, and that's what is happening in the last 2-3 quarters, as we have experienced that the chem spec industry and the chemical industry in general has not been the best years for them. And that has also, in fact, helped us to bring a lot many more opportunities. Now, like everyone is aware about the kind of fundraising we have and the cash on books we have. So the potential targets are also very comfortable to, you know, open up with us and have a kind of association and explore this kind of M&A opportunities. And this has also been under consideration.
So I asked the question because it's been around 3-9 odd months already since we are, you know, getting the due diligence done. Now, because the preference shares that we allotted, the money is going to come back into the company saying, like, what now? And 9-10 odd months, the balance 75%?
Actually, out of the preferential raised, the promoters have contributed 44 crores. And which is, so by November, the remaining, by October or November, is the remaining 75% of that has to come in. But this is a mix of equity and warrant. So it's not 100% warrant at all. So there is another expectation, if I'm not wrong, of 150 crores, which has to yet come by November. So that is fine that way. Was that your question?
So that is what I was asking, sir. We are going to have, I don't know, plus north of what, 600 crores on the book by then if we do not acquire something. So that is what I was asking. Do you have a timeline?
how we look at it, the company, see, the, I would like to mention in a different way. As you have seen, we have already done the acquisition in 2011, immediately in 3 months after the fundraise. Okay. Now, this kind of acquisition, which was done within 3 months of fundraise, there were a lot of, you could see the results, but the seeds were sown at least 1 or 2 years before that. It is very important to be, you know, to make sure that the best value for the investors and stakeholders and of course the promoters and everyone who are together in this thing, to get it at the best offer, best deal, best kind of synergy and etc. This money is lying, it's not a liability, it's an asset, it has to be used very prudentially. We will not be doing anything for the heck of, like other chemical companies, most of us know examples which, you know, a lot of funds have been raised, certain chemical companies have been bought and not faring well. We do not want to have a sorry figure at the end of it. We have to be very sure about the kind of company we are buying. We have patience, we are disciplined. We want to make sure the EPS is accredited. We want to make sure there is a synergy in the businesses. We will not be any kind of impatient, you know, hurriedly risk or anything like that. And so, yeah, this is what I would like to mention, not only to you, to all the participants for that point.
Right. Thank you so much, Anita. Wishing you all the best and thank you for it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Soni from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just needed a volume figure for 9 months and Q3 is available.
Okay. So basically the volume in quarter, let's say in the 9 months, the volumes are almost flat. And let's say it's 1% down or something like that. And in the quarter three, the volumes are down by 4%, more or less, 4 point something.
Oh. Okay, thanks. And the mix would be broadly 70-30% or between FMCG and textile?
But there are other businesses also. As such, you mean for the quarter, I mean, you mean for the value terms or you mean for the
volume mix?
For the volume mix, yeah. For the volume mix, if you talk about quarter, let's say out of this, I think almost 56% is textiles, 57% in the volume terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I would like to mention our company is totally focused on product diversification and has a great vision for the coming years. There are a lot of technological advancement done by all the company's team members. I would like to thank all the employees, customers, investors, stakeholders for their continued support and trust in Finotex. Our journey so far has been one of the resilience, adaptability and innovation. We remain committed to creating a long-term value for all of you. Thank you so much. Have a great day ahead.
On behalf of Finotex Chemical Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.